FFT. From the Pac West Center in downtown Portland, presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with a bald-faced truth.
Our next guest was in it. By in it, I mean it was behind the curtain, in the inner sanctum. Michael Llewellyn has worked in sports and media for more than four decades. High-ranking executive with the Blazers, Turner Sports, Fox Sports Net, BET, Nike, University of Portland. Michael Llewellyn knows his stuff. Joining us now, I want to ask him about the Blazers situation, the television deal, all of that. How are you?
John, welcome back, man. I'm glad to hear that you and Anna and the girls were able to break away and spend some quality time. You know, I'm a parent and grandparent myself, so I understand what it means when you get a chance to kind of sequester the kiddos and have them all to yourselves. I've always appreciated what you and Anna stand for when it comes to parents. But welcome back, man. Time to get the rhythm going again.
I'll tell you, these jobs, they sound and feel important until you get that time with your kids. And you know that growing up, how fast that goes. You watched your kids grow up fast.
They grow up fast, and they have a way in the smallest of smiles and the cutest of looks on their faces and the words they use to suddenly make you feel really unimportant. No matter what's on your business card,
that's right.
They can make you feel unimportant when it's something as, because, you know, not being a grandparent, you know, I'm Papa Michael, so because my son-in-law's name is Michael, and he and my daughter are the parents of my three grandchildren in Arkansas. And there's a Michael. In fact, Michael started fourth grade yesterday, and Briley started third grade yesterday, and then Faith Olivia's decided after a year in college she wants to be an airline pilot, so she's getting ready to head off to flight school. But you never know, just all the things that's on our business cards and the things that drive us mad, you know, those little kids looking at us and saying, "Papa Michael, what do you do?"
right. You have to go through your, give them your resume. Let me ask you this. You're with the Blazers organization as a vice president, and, you know, you were there when the Blazers had a multitude of big decisions in front of them. But what was your reaction this week when you heard that Root Sports and the Blazers parting ways, maybe a local TV provider in the mix? What was your immediate reaction to that?
Well, you know, I was there for 7 years, and the key when it comes to reaching your fans, and you know this very well, is distribution. And the Blazers have struggled with that with their most recent partners. They were never really able to crack the code when it came to the satellite distribution, which really wasn't the Blazers' fault at all. I mean, there was always incentives on the table for Comcast and then Comcast NBC Universal to find a way to get the Blazers more broadly distributed, but it never quite, you know, never quite hit. And I think now, especially with the demands of today's fan, especially wanting more ways to consume the content, and I think it really is all about content. You know this because of your broadcasts and your podcasts and the things that you do online aside from the games. It really is going to be an extension beyond the games. And I expect that whomever they go with, aside from a broad television footprint, that they are going to have a robust way of reaching fans, you know, via streaming and other means. Especially when you're trying to reach a younger demographic who watch and consume a lot of their content on their phones and on their computers and their laptops and their tablets. And you've got to have a way to reach that. So that's what I'm expecting when Dwayne Hankins and the guys eventually announce whatever the new deal is. And you and your team were talking about it earlier. There is only one form of appointment viewing left on television, and it's live sports. Premieres of movies, premieres of programs, the new fall seasons on the broadcast networks. You know, at the end of the day, you can watch it anytime at your own schedule. But live sports programming is the only form of appointment viewing left on television. So I think the Blazers really do want to get it right, and we'll see who they wind up with.
Michael, the frustration with fans over the years was with distribution. They wanted to see their team. And, you know, you're sort of telling me that maybe that frustration was shared internally. Can you dive into that a little bit? Because you probably fielded phone calls and questions when you're out, you know, people know that you work for the Blazers, neighbors, friends going, hey, I can't find the team. I can't get it. I'm frustrated with the TV deal. What was that like internally as that is happening?
Well, the Blazers always wanted to be and still see themselves as Oregon's team, not just Portland's team, but Oregon's team. But when you've got people in Central and Eastern Oregon and people, you know, along the coast, you know, and you look fans out there in the rural areas who would love to support the team any way that they can, and they can't, then that frustration would boil over. When the old deal that the Blazers had with KGW back in the day, you remember that one? When they would have 18 games on, you know, that the fans at least could count on. Wherever you were, if you could pick up that broadcast over the air channel, you could get 18 Blazer games. And it was a tough decision to end that. I think you lost a good chunk, no doubt. You lost a good chunk of the state footprint. You lost a good chunk of fan distribution. And those folks that are way out there, you know, Oregon's a very large state whose only option, you know, has been Dish Network or AT&T DirecTV, and the incentives were always there, financial incentives, to crack the code and get the Blazers on satellite distribution, and it's never happened. I think that's added an even bigger value proposition on why streaming is going to be ginormously important with whoever this next.
We're talking to Michael Llewellyn. He is a former vice president with the Trailblazers. Michael, let me ask you, you know, if it is a local TV deal with a streaming option over the top, what other things do we need to be thinking about? What are the Blazers maybe thinking about as it pertains to connecting with their fan base?
Well, I think there are a couple of things that are already in play. The Blazers can continue to try and offer a strong in-arena experience for those who want to come to the games. If you did not see the way the Blazers rolled out the 24-25 schedule today on Instagram, and I'm not going to give it away, but they did a brilliant connection to some of the iconic restaurants and brands around Portland that have been such a strong part of the Portland food scene. Not only the brick and mortar restaurants, but the food trucks and even some of those brands that are actually inside Moda Center. And that's just another example of how the Blazers have tried to extend the fan experience. The Blazers are going through some tough times right now. As you know, the notion of the R word rebuilding is still very much there. And I think as the team resets itself talent-wise, this is a perfect window of opportunity for the Blazers to reset themselves when it comes to distribution, so that when that pendulum, and you know sports very well, John, when that pendulum swings the other way and the team is super competitive again and we start to use words like playoffs again, that we have as big a distribution footprint as possible. So Dwayne Hankins has been real busy this summer. You know, the front office, you know, doesn't really take that much of a break, you know, from the announcement that they're leaving Root, the schedule announcement today. They negotiated a new lease extension with the city of Portland this summer when it comes to the Moda Center. And, of course, they're deeding the Moda Center ownership over to the city of Portland. The Blazers have joined this Albina Vision Trust partnership when it comes to the revitalization of the Albina neighborhood. So the Blazers have been busy in a lot of ways beyond just getting talent ready for the 24-25 season. But as we work our way, and I keep using the word we because I'm still a fan, we work our way through these lean years. When the pendulum does swing, then the Blazers are going to want a robust television package. Now that the national deal is done with what NBC is going to be doing and Amazon is going to be doing and the distribution of NBA basketball on a national level, you got to lock down home court. And this is not to be trite or anything, but this is a way to do it with a new television partner.
We're talking to Michael Llewellyn, former vice president with the Trailblazers. The franchise, you know, the notion that the franchise is being run from Seattle, in your mind, is that part of a problem that has developed, or a disconnect, or, you were there at the passing of Paul Allen, and it must have been a weird time to see suddenly there's a trustee running the franchise.
Well, I think any time, and you witnessed it, it showed up in a lot of local media, and fans talked about Paul being an absentee owner because, you know, he did not live here. But, you know, Paul Allen loved this team. His family loved this team. It was different for Paul between the Blazers versus the Seahawks. You know, Paul Allen got hero worship in Seattle because the Seahawks were getting ready to move when Paul Allen bought that team and saved the Seahawks and kept them there. So the perception of Paul as an owner in Seattle was very different than the perception of Paul and, of course, now Jody here in Portland. And, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, them living in a 206 zip code, area code was something that fans would hold against them. But I never during my 7 years felt that Paul Allen did not love and care for this team. But it is a different day. It is a different time now for, you know, Vulcan Sports and Entertainment and the Blazers and the Seahawks and all their properties as they continue to evolve, you know, post the passing of Paul Allen. Will she sell the team? Who knows? You know, it would be great. And you and I all went through this. We went through this when the notion of Phil Knight buying the team was making headlines. Who knows when or if that will happen? But I think now the key is the concentration and the willingness of Jody and Bert Cole and the folks to continue to invest in the franchise and give Dwayne, give Joe Cronin and the guys the resources they need to rebuild this storied franchise. And again, while the rebuilding is going on, let's get a robust TV deal in place. And then, you know, our fans, the Rip City faithful have been just that. They've been faithful through and through. And, but a lot has changed with Blazer history. Sean's is gone and Harry Glickman is gone. And, you know, God rest his soul, we lost Bill Walton. You know, Maurice Lucas is gone. So a lot of the folks.
We're talking to Michael. We're talking to Michael Llewellyn, former Blazers executive. You know, you've worked other places, BET. You know, I talked about, obviously, your time in Turner and Nike and other places. But did you ever imagine to be working for an NBA team? Was that something you wanted to do?
You know, as a kid growing up in Arkansas, I told Sean's this story, and he cracked up about it. But, you know, in 1977, I was a high school basketball player, and I loved the 76ers and Dr. J. And I rushed home from church to watch Game 6 when the Blazers beat the 76ers and Dr. J. And I talked about how much I hated the Trailblazers. And God has a sense of humor. And lo and behold, all these years later, I wind up working for the team. I've always loved sports, you know, both as a fan and of course now respected. I've been involved on the business side. I understand the business side. I understand the importance of branding when it comes to fan connection, and I understand the importance of access. And I was working for BET when Bob Johnson was given the franchise rights to own what used to be the Charlotte Bobcats, of course now the Charlotte Hornets again, and Bob selling the team to Michael Jordan. So who knew, you know, this kid from Jonesboro, Arkansas would wind up doing what he's doing, but I'm glad that I did, and I feel fortunate.
Michael Llewellyn is with us. You had a big summer. You got married. You decided you left University of Portland. You know, talk about life changes. Did you buy a house? Did you have a baby? Like, you know, you're going through, you got all the big life changes.
Well, the first digit in my age would tell me that no, I'm not having any more babies. But I did get married. Got married back on the 8th of June to a lovely woman here in Portland, Tracy Thomas. Tracy moved to Portland when she was 12. Grew up here. Went to Grant High School. Ran track and field at Alabama State, and has been a nurse here in the Portland market. Works in women's health with Northwest Women's Clinic now for more than 30 years. You know, when you get to be our age, it's not an acquisition, it's a merger. And so you bring your stuff, I bring my stuff, and we put it together and we create our stuff. So the wedding was back on June 8th here at the University Club, and it was great. The kids came in from Arkansas, lots of family and friends and I, and it was terrific. And I ended my time at the University of Portland on the 30th of June. Dr. Robert Kelly is well set as president, the university is heading in an exciting direction as it continues to work its way from the recovery of the pandemic and restoring enrollment and have the same fastball I used to have, but I can still get people out. So,
Michael Llewellyn, before I cut you loose here, you know, your time at Nike, you were around Phil Knight. You got to see kind of the vision of that company. You've been around the NBA. Do those things work with Knight at age 87, age 88, involved as a potential owner, or is it wishful thinking to think, you know, if he somehow became owner of the Blazers that, you know, these things would work as we imagine they might?
Well, I think we saw it, John, with the PK80 tournament here at the Rose Quarter and then PK85. Phil Knight, I think, is at a stage, and I'm just, as someone on the outside looking in, I think it's all about legacy at this point. You know, he's the establishment of Nike and what he has done in establishing the number one sports brand in the world. I think that already speaks for itself. Phil Knight's place in history is already there. But I think it's about legacy for him and legacy in his home state. You've seen it, I think, in the level of investment that he has made with the University of Oregon and elevated not only Oregon athletics, but also elevated Oregon academics when it comes to his alma mater. And I think whatever else he might get to do when it comes to ownership in sports, whether he buys the Blazers or is involved in something else, I really think it's a legacy play for him. Nike, like a number of other companies, are going through some difficult times and resetting themselves as well. Intel made some announcements the other day about some major layoffs. So the pendulum is kind of swinging in a difficult area when it comes to those brands. But these are still Oregon companies. But I think where Phil is concerned, this certainly would be a great punctuation mark, you know, on his legacy and his career if he did wind up owning the Blazers. But we'll have to see what the future holds. But right now, let's get that TV deal done.
Yes.
And get as broad a footprint as we can, and have a lot of fans calling in and talking to you about Blazer basketball this season.
Now, give me some insight. You know, you've worked on the other side. You've been on the inner sanctum, as I say. And, you know, Blazers announce or confirm that their relationship with Ruth Sports is over. I asked them about this 2 weeks ago. They would not issue a comment. They finally yesterday come out and say, yes, and here's a statement. How long before they have another deal in place or they would announce a deal? Do you expect something relatively quickly? Just spitballing here, you and I.
Well, John, you know, I've worked for three television networks, and distribution is hard. And when those distribution agreements come up for review and renewal, whether you're trying to renew with a Comcast or you're trying to renew, you know, with a DirecTV or a Dish Network, distribution deals are tough. The Blazers are very unique. I mean, the Blazers do their own production of their games. Blazer Broadcasting handles the radio and television, so they're a little different when it comes to how television games or televised games are produced with the Blazers. I expect it to happen quickly. You know, here we are, what, the middle of August. Typically, media day is the end of September. Training camp starts. You know, 2 weeks later, you're into the exhibition season, and 3-4 weeks later after that, or 2 weeks later after that, you're into the regular season. So the schedule was announced today. We all know when it starts. So I think we will hear something in fairly short order about what's going to happen television-wise for the Blazers in advance of Chauncey and the coaches bringing the guys back and getting started on 24-25.
Michael Llewellyn, you're the best. Congratulations on the wedding. Hope you have you done a honeymoon? Are you guys going on a honeymoon? What's the plan?
We did a mini moon. That's a term I never heard before, but I guess, you know, a lot has changed over the decades. But we did a mini moon, and we went to the lovely Atticus Hotel there in McMinnville, which is a beautiful place, and for a mini moon in June. And we were talking about going to the Caribbean here in August, but hurricane season has really kicked up down there. So we're going to wait till a little later in the year and decide from there. But it was a great occasion, and nice to know I still got a little tread left on the tires. And Tracy and I are happy. Our kids are happy, and we're blessed, man. We really are.
That's great. I appreciate you coming on with us. I'd love to get you on, get your expertise on a variety of things, but we'll keep one eye out for the Blazers and an ear to the ground. Michael Llewellyn, thank you.
And I'll keep you posted on what's going to happen next for me as well, John.
There you go. All right, I like that. Next for him. Michael Llewellyn, he was behind the curtain. Now, I can tell you this. One of the local TV stations reached out to me right before the show and asked me to make sure they had the right email address for me. There's some kind of news release in the works. I think something's going to happen sooner rather than later as it pertains to the Blazers TV rights. And I think the writing's kind of on the wall, but we shall see. I want you to leave it here. You have the BFT.